One second. Today's portion is Acharei Mot, which means after the death, and is found in Leviticus 16:1 through 18:30. Now I'll read what we read in Hebrew. Now the Lord spoke to Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they had approached the presence of the Lord and died. Let's open with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for your word, and I thank you that you are the atonement for our sins, and I pray that we will just meditate on your word this week, and that you will show us what you want us to see in your name. Amen. Now in this portion, we will read some verses that really stuck out to me, and then some verses from the Brit Hadashah. Let's start with Leviticus chapter 16, starting in verse 2. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell your brother Aaron that he shall not enter at any time into the holy place inside the veil before the mercy seat which is on the ark, or he will die. For I will appear in the cloud over the mercy seat. Aaron shall enter the holy place with this, with a bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen tunic, and the linen undergarments shall be next to his body, and he shall be girded with linen sash, and attired with the linen turban, for these are the holy garments. And he shall bathe his body in water, and put them on. He shall take from the congregation of the sons of Israel 2 male goats for a sin offering, and 1 ram for a burnt offering. Then Aaron shall offer the bull for the sin offering, which is for himself, that he may make atonement for himself and his household. He shall take the 2 goats and present them before the Lord at the doorway of the tent of meeting. Aaron shall cast lots for the 2 goats, one for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. Then Aaron shall offer the goat on which the lot fell for the Lord and make it a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot for the scapegoat fell shall be presented alive before the Lord to make atonement upon it, to send it into the wilderness as the scapegoat. Aaron shall offer the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself, and make atonement for himself and for his household, and he shall slaughter the bull of the sin offering, which is for himself. He shall take a fire pan full of coals of fire from upon the altar before the Lord, and 2 handfuls of finely ground sweet incense, and bring it inside the veil. He shall put incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the ark of the testimony. Otherwise he will die. Moreover, he shall take some of the blood of the bull and sprinkle it with his finger on the mercy seat, on the east side. Also in front of the mercy seat he shall sprinkle some of the blood with his finger 7 times. This is the process of cleansing that Aaron, or whatever high priest at that time, had to complete before and during the one high priest all alone would enter the Holy of Holies. Several lambs and bulls and goats for the priest's sins, and 2 goats, one to the Lord and the other a scapegoat for Israel. Note the casting of lots for the... Now you may be wondering, well, why all this blood, or why is blood so important? And if you are... You're going to find out. Later in this portion, there's a verse that explains just that. Verse 17:11, it says, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood by reason of the life that makes atonement." Now you just might be thinking, okay, so life is in the blood, but why, how, or why does that atone? Well, let's think back to the first sin. When Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, so they ate the So they ate the fruit that God had told them if they did, they would die. And in more than one way, they did. Their once innocent blood that was life-giving gave way to guilty blood that gives death. And in a way, they were dead to the Lord because they had cut off the relationship between them and the Lord. So now, the only way to atone for our sins is by the innocent blood of sheep, bulls, and goats. But because it was a man that first sinned, only the blood of an innocent man could ever fully atone for our sins. And because no man was or is or ever shall be perfectly innocent, the Lord himself became a man. We're going to read from Romans 3, 21 through 27. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, for all those who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Jesus Christ, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood, through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God he passed over the sins previously committed, for the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at this present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? Of works? No, but by a law of faith. If now we look back at Leviticus 17:11, we can see another message as if it was Yeshua speaking right to us. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is by the blood, by reason of the life, that makes atonement. And let's bring it all together in Hebrews 9, 13 and 14. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling those who have been defiled, sanctify for the cleansing of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Shabbat shalom.